Welcome to the Spirit-Led Business Podcast. My name is Jason Manning. Have you accessed all that God has for you? If you're a business person, when you look in the Word and then you look in your business, are you saying, oh, everything I'm seeing in the Word, I'm seeing it take place in my business. I'm growing every year. I'm growing financially. I'm growing in customers. I'm growing in influence. I'm taking new territory. Or do you look in the Word and you look in your business and you say, they don't have too much in common. You know, I'm just out here fighting for survival. I'm barely making it. I'm barely making a profit, or I'm unprofitable at this point, right? You have access to everything you need to dominate the industry that you're in. You know, I was recently on a Zoom call for a Bible college for their alumni, and I'd invited a guest on to talk about creating video content for your ministry and how to do it with excellence. And so he shared that, you know, as you're going about these things, making these videos for YouTube and these other social media platforms, it'd be important to have a website to have all your stuff and to drive your viewers and followers to, because these social media platforms are owned by people who don't believe like us Christians believe, right? And if you say the wrong thing, they can decide to take your content down or kick you off the platform. So anyways, he was saying it's important to have a website. Well, at the end, he takes some questions, and a lady asked, she said, why is it that there aren't Christians who are owning these platforms? They don't have any platforms out there that are Christian owned that are really strong, you know? And he said, his answer was something to this effect. The reason is the last 100 years, the body of Christ have been arguing, fussing, and fighting over whether or not it's even okay for Christians to prosper. How are you supposed to dominate an industry if you aren't even sure God would be okay with it, right? The wicked are plotting and making plans to take over, to win at any cost, to lead their industry, to have a monopoly, whatever, right? And Christians are right here trying to decide if it's even okay if they do well, if it's even okay if they prosper. No, my friend, God has called you to dominate. He wants you to have influence in this world. And you can't do it if you're half-stepping, right? If you got one foot in, one foot out. If you're trying to look righteous, or you don't want to come across as greedy, so you're going to, you know, I'll just take whatever comes my way. Whatever, you know, whatever business falls in my lap, you know, whatever success falls in my lap, that's what I'll take. Rather than saying, no, I'm taking the Word of God and I'm applying it to my business and I will succeed. I will lead my industry. I will know it inside out, right? I will work diligently. I will work hard and I will see God move on my behalf. That's where we need to be. And where we find that at is in the Word of God. And so I have something to share with you today that I believe will encourage you big time. This is probably going to be a two-part series here, maybe longer, but two-part definitely. So if you'll look in Luke chapter 15, and I'm going to start with verse 11. I'm reading in the Modern English Version. This is a very familiar portion of Scripture, and it's about the prodigal son. But I believe we're going to see something here that we can lay hold of with our faith. And we can see a difference in our lives, in our finances, on our jobs, and in our businesses. So look at this. Verse 11, Luke chapter 15. If this is Jesus speaking. Then he said, a man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that falls to me. He went to his father and says, give me my inheritance. So he divided his estate between them. So he split it up between his two sons. Verse 13, not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and he journeyed to a distant country and there squandered his possessions in prodigal living. He went and made some terrible financial decisions, one bad decision after the next. Verse 14 says, when he had spent everything, there came a severe famine in the country and he began to be in want. When he had nothing in savings, he had nothing left, tough times hit and he was in trouble. And I encourage you to go back and read all the verses in this story, but I'm going to jump ahead to verse 17. It says, when he came to himself, thank God he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have an abundance of bread, and here I am perishing with hunger? He said, they're living in prosperity. They're living in abundance, and I'm out here starving. So verse 20, it says, so he arose and came to his father. You know, I always tell you that you are closer, no matter what your current financial situation is, no matter what current shape your business is in, you probably feel a million miles away from prosperity, from financial success, but you are far closer than what you believe, because it changes. Once your mind changes, you begin to make some new moves, some new steps, and you find yourself quickly on the right path, experiencing financial breakthrough. So watch this. So he arose and came to his father. But while he was yet far away, he was far away from the provision that he needed, right? Watch this. But while yet he was far away, his father saw him and was moved with compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed his neck. What is it? And ran and embraced his neck and kissed him. Verse 21 says, the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring out the best robe and put it on him. He was probably filthy, smelling like pigs, right? But what happened? His father said, no, we're about to change something. We're about to change the way this man looks. We're about to change the way this man dresses. It's going to change how he feels about himself. He feels like nothing right now. But his father is about to make a difference. He's about to put the finest clothes on him. So the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, getting him dressed up. Verse 23, it says, bring here the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. He's about to throw a party. His son was starving, and now he's about to have a party where there's a feast. There's going to be a spread laid out before him like he hadn't seen in some time. Everything is changing for this young man. So he said to him, for this son, in verse 24, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found. So they began to be merry. They had him a good time. Verse 25, you know, he had a brother, right? Who stayed back, who didn't leave, who didn't do all these bad things. But watch this. Verse 25, now his older son was in the field. As he came and drew near the house, he heard music and dancing. The prodigal son had turned those shoes his father put on his feet into dancing shoes. He was having a time. And he came near and drew near the house. He heard music and dancing. So he called one of his servants. He called one of the servants and asked what this meant. He said to him, your brother has come and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him safe and sound. You think his brother would be excited, would be happy his brother is back, right? But verse 28 says, he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and entreated him. But he answered his father, look, these many years I have served you, nor have I ever transgressed your commands. Yet never you have given me a goat so that I might be merry with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your living with harlots, you killed the fattened calf, this special calf that was saved for special occasions, right? You killed the fattened calf for him. And listen to what the father says to the son. And your heavenly father is saying this same thing to you today. Watch this. Verse 31. The father says to him, son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. Everything I have, you have access to. Now, it was obvious he had not been accessing it because he's mad when his brother comes back, right? But he had, if you look at this closely, you'll see he had a wrong mindset. He had a wrong thought process about his father. He must have thought his father was an evil man because when his brother came back, he wasn't excited. He was mad at his father for doing something kind for his brother. So what should he have done? He should have been thinking differently about his father. If he would have been thinking differently, he could have been experiencing what his brother was experiencing on a regular basis, because his father said, "Everything I have is yours." Let's read that. "All that I have is yours. All that your heavenly Father has is yours. And the way that you access it is through the Word of God." You know what I'm going to do with this word right here? And I encourage you to. How is this going to change my life or change your life, this story, reading this, right? I'm going to take verse 31 and I'm going to write it down. I'm going to carry it with me. I'm going to read it. I'm going to study it, right? I'm going to get it so much in my mind and in my heart that when I read other scriptures, I read them in light of what the scripture says. Verse 31, I want to read it to you again. "He said to him, 'Son, you are always with me.'" So I'm going to be saying, "Father, thank you that I am always with you and that you are always with me. You're a good father and we are doing this together." And watch this. "And all that I have is yours." Father, I thank you that all that you have is mine. I have access to it. The way I access it is through faith. I'm going to show you some more scriptures that show you that what I'm saying here is true. You access all the Father has through faith. And the Bible is our instruction manual to receive these things. My friend, your business can go to the top. You can lead your industry. You can have influence in the world, right? You know, it'd be sad to get to heaven and God tell you like, "Wow, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you love me. I'm glad you were born again. But I had so much for you, so much more for you." I want to tell you a story that one of my Bible college instructors told me. He said that way back in the day, he was working for this company and they sent him on a business trip. And so on this business trip, he stayed at a particular hotel. And at that hotel, he noticed that when he'd take the elevator up, he'd get out of the elevator and they had this big spread of food, all kinds of nice food laid out. But he didn't have much money at the time, so he would say, "Well, I can't afford that, you know," and he would just pass on by, go into his hotel room, and I believe he said he would make sandwiches. So he'd go eat a sandwich, do some work. Day after day, this happens. Well, on the last day of his trip, he's passing by that food once again, and he inquires of it. You know, he asks them, "What is this about? Who is this for?" And they said, "Sir, do you have a room here?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "Well, then this is for you." This was for him the whole time. This spread was laid out right outside his door, but he never partook of it because he did not know that it was for him. My friend, the Word of God is loaded with promises for you, with things for you to cause you to do well, to prosper, to lead your industry, to lead the way in what God has called you to do, to put you at the top. But if you don't even know it belongs to you, if you're down on that low level where you're still trying to figure out, is God okay with me prospering? Oh, you've got to change your mind. You've got to change how you think about your Heavenly Father. You've got to change the way you see the Word of God. Now, I got more to say on this subject in part two. So be sure to stay tuned. Be sure to subscribe, to turn on the notifications, to like this video if you have enjoyed this content. And my friend, until next time, God bless you.